Welcome back to another episode of Tips and Tricks Podcast with your coach, Danielle Shelton. All right, y'all. My episodes, if you listen for any span of time, it always centers around what God shows me throughout the week, what becomes circular, what shows up all the time. And there are two things that continue to show up for me within the last week to 2 weeks. One is how to heal those broken places. We are in a society that shows unhealed people as healed, and we present well, we speak well, we laugh well, we pour into other people well, and then we have nothing for ourselves. We still are hurting, we still are damaged. And I just want to say, for those of you who are broken and pushing through because people are saying, push through, and you're pushing and you're working and you're pouring and you're singing and you're dancing and you are just trying to encompass joy, even though your insides literally are broken, I want you to know I see you. I have been in that space, and I understand what it's like to have people around you that you pour into and that you give to, that you love on, to have those people simply not see your broken pieces. And how could they? Because you don't show them your broken pieces. You show them a healed version of yourself. But you know, when you're done entertaining, when you're done laughing, when it's all said and done, you sit with yourself and you remember just how broken you really are. See, I don't want everyone to get caught in this Insta, you know, technology and all of these websites. Like, all of this stuff, y'all will have y'all thinking that brokenness looks like depression and anxiety. And for some people, it may manifest into that. But brokenness really looks like overproductivity, overworking. It really presents well. And that's really what I want people to know. Brokenness presents itself as wellness. It presents itself as the star student. It presents itself as the workaholic. It presents itself as the top this or the top that. Because what brokenness teaches you is how to cover. It teaches you that no one's going to be here, so I have to cover. That's what brokenness teaches you. It teaches you to cover. So when you have anxiety and depression, see, we've always been taught that anxiety and depression are bad things. And I beg to disagree. I beg to differ. Depression and anxiety are ways that your body fights to rid yourself of brokenness. Because what happens is you experience trauma and you are broken. And then you cover those broken pieces. You don't allow yourself grief. You don't allow yourself time to process your brokenness. And so you move on. And so you get another job. And so you publish another book. And so you buy another company. And so you get an LLC. And so you publish a magazine. And so you come out with a clothing line. And so, and so, and so, and so, and you are still broken on the inside, because we have been told that and taught that experiencing anxiety is bad, and experiencing depression is bad, and crying is bad, and being sad is bad, and grieving, it's bad. And we can't let people see us do it. So we only have to do things that people can cheer for. But I want you to know, there has to be something different. When you are broken, allow yourself time to grieve. It is okay to not always be happy. It is okay to have moments of depression. It is okay to absolutely, especially where trauma is concerned, it is okay to have anxiety, because anxiety, that's your body saying, wait, 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 what's going on? Wait, that's your knower. People want to diagnose these things as something that's awful, and then they make it, oh, my depression is debilitating. No, what it's trying to do is clue you into your brokenness. And then you got to get to the other side of that. See, we get stuck right there. We get stuck in the brokenness and we don't deal with what broke us. And then we flip the brokenness onto, I'm happy, I'm joyful, look at me, look at what I'm doing. We flip it instead of dealing with it, because we are ashamed. We are embarrassed to admit that we deal with depression, that we deal with anxiety. We're ashamed and embarrassed to admit it. So because we've allowed ourselves to be ashamed, to be embarrassed, we lie. We don't tell the truth. We don't talk about our broken pieces. We just talk about our triumphs. We don't talk about that childhood memory. We don't talk about the first few years of marriage that was traumatic. We don't talk about that traumatic birth story. We don't talk about postpartum. We don't talk about suicidal thoughts. We just pretend as if it doesn't matter, when the truth really is, it matters. Where you were broken matters. It matters if you confront the thing that broke you. It matters if you deal with it, if you sit in dealing with it, and then you move forward. Because then when you present yourself as a healed, whole person, then you can be truthful about being healed and being whole. But if you are presenting yourself as healed and whole, but really you're broken, you're completely avoiding the real issue. And with that, you're also stopping yourself from experiencing the greatest joys, the greatest happiness, the greatest peace. You stop yourself from experiencing it when you lie about your brokenness. So, action step, because y'all know I always give you one. One thing, I want you to write down the one thing that broke you. And it might be several things that broke you, but give me one. Write down one thing that broke you. One thing that absolutely ripped your heart to shreds. Write it down. Read it to yourself out loud. Hear yourself experience the moment. Hear yourself experience the pain. Feel yourself break all over again. And then, after you have allowed yourself to feel that moment, to sit in that moment, take what you wrote and day by day, cross out a few words. And I know this seems weird. Cross out a few words, not all the words. Don't crumple it up. Don't throw it away. Don't burn it on fire. Every day, when you read it every day. When you read it, cross out a few more words. And when you get to the place where you have crossed all of the words out in your paper, then And only then I want you to pray over that thing. Pray over that person. Pray over that situation. And after you have prayed over that situation, I want you then and only then to burn that paper. And I want you to give it everything you have. You burn that paper, you dress yourself up, and as you burn it, I want you to make it ceremonial. Because you have to really deal with what broke you. So I want you to have a funeral for it. Burning the paper is the cremation. Say some words towards it. And then burn it and let it go. Yes, you will have memories. Yes, those things will be there. Yes, you will have triggers. But that thing that broke you, it won't have power over you anymore. So that's your action step. Listen, y'all, if we're going to be healed, we got to do the work. We have to do the work. So y'all hit me up. After you do this exercise, I absolutely want to hear from you. Go to the part in this podcast that lets you talk to me. I want to hear from you. If you want to email me, you can email me DanielleShelton1217@gmail.com. Email me, or you can email me at tipsandtrickspodcast@gmail.com. But I want to hear from you. I want to know what your brokenness is and how you heal from it. And I want to know if this really helped you. All right, y'all. Have an absolutely wonderful day. I love each and every listener that listens to this show. This has been another episode of Tips and Tricks Podcast with Coach Danielle Shelton. See you guys later.